In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, amen. Today we are celebrating the Feast of St. Mark. And as Abuna Shnuda mentioned before, during his reading the Synaxarion, that we are changing today all the readings. The readings should be the fifth Sunday, which is a fifth Sunday, which is mentioned about the multitude, the feeding the multitude, the miracle of feeding multitude, because the fifth Sunday, the Coptic month. But today is totally changed. And as a Coptic church, we have to read all the reading of according to St. Mark. Really, we can say that we are very proud that we are sons and daughters of St. Mark. We are here Christians, and we are here in Canada or everywhere, because only we are Christians, because it's according to St. Mark. St. Mark, who came to Egypt to preach the word of God. I will read for you in Isaiah 19. The burden against Egypt. Behold, the Lord rides on a swift cloud and will come into Egypt. The idols of Egypt will totter at his presence, and the heart of Egypt will melt in its midst. And also in 19, this is verse 1. In that day there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar to the Lord at its border. And it will be for a sign and for a witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they will cry to the Lord because of the oppressors, and he will send them a savior and a mighty one, and he will deliver them. Then the Lord will be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day, and will make sacrifice and offerings. Yes, they will make a vow to the Lord and perform it. And this is exactly what happened when St. Mark came and visited Egypt. He was a pillar, and he was also on the border. And I don't want to go to explain what St. Mark did, because we know very well the story of St. Mark. But the problem is only what we have, the lessons that we have to learn from St. Mark. If I am a Christian, Coptic church, and I'm very proud that St. Mark came to Egypt and he preached all the my grandfathers, everything about the Christianity, that yes, I'm a proud of St. Mark, but what I have to learn from St. Mark. First of all, and first point, a prayer mother. Are you talking about St. Mark, or are you talking about a mother? No, I'm talking about his mother, Mary. Let's go back and see what Mary did. Mary, the mother of St. Mark, she opened her house for everybody, for Christ, Jesus Christ, for the disciples and apostles. Jesus Christ already, he asked for the upper room to do the Passover and to give the disciples his body and his blood. And the mother of Mary, the mother of St. Mark, she opened everything. She opened and she served Jesus Christ, and she did everything. Also, this upper room, when Peter he was in prison, all the disciples and apostles with Mary and St. Mary were prayed for him too. And after he go out from the prisons, he went to this upper room. Also, this upper room, it's one of the upper room when all the apostles and the disciples were praying. One of the main lessons that I received from St. Mark and his mother, it's house of prayers, house of purity, house of blessings. And I'm asking myself in first, is my house is house of prayer, house of purity, and house of blessing or no? You can imagine a kid And after that, a teenage and a young man, he was raising under his mother, a Christian mother, who tried to help him and teach him how to pray. And he is looking every day that disciples and Jesus Christ came to the same room and pray. And after Christ, when he ascended to the heaven, and what happened? He saw also his mother and all the disciples and apostles praying. House of prayer, house of purity, and house of blessings. That's why I have to learn that my house should be a house of prayer too. It's not only for me, it's all for me and my family. If you haven't do like an altar inside your home, you have to do it. If you didn't do a small corner to pray and to gather all your family together to pray, do it. Not only for you, again, it's also for you and for your family. That's why in Isaiah he said, "This I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifice will be accepted on my altar. For my house will be called a house of prayer of all nations," in Isaiah 56:7. So first one is house of prayer. What else? What I have to learn from St. Mark? St. Mark, when he was in after the Passover and everything is finished, he went to with Jesus Christ to the Gethsemane. And when he was there, and when Jesus Christ was arrested, he was scared. And he decided to flee, and he was naked. One weakness point. This is St. Mark. This is what happened. And it's written in the Gospel. And the amazing things, that's why the people who are against the Bible and say the Bible, there is many things wrong. No, in the Bible, in the Gospel, it's written the weaknesses point and also the greatest point also for our apostles and disciples. Another point, a weakness point, what happened? There is a cousin, like Barnabas, is a cousin of St. Mark. So they decided to go with St. Paul to go the first journey to Antioch, and after a while, in the middle of the journey, in a Perg, like a city named Perg in Europe, St. Mark decided to say, "No, I can't go after that. I have to go back to home." He decided suddenly. We don't know why. We don't know why St. Mark decided to do that. Maybe homesickness. Maybe he can't continue his service. Maybe he can't do anything else. We don't know yet. We don't know really. But what happened is finished. And St. Paul, he was looking to St. Mark with different way now. Oh, he left the service. And one of the main things that I have to learn, whatever happened, never ever leave your service. Even if you find your boss in the service, I mean boss, like, oh no, maybe anyone in the service, like, maybe he, like, make something wrong with you. Go to the altar. Go to your room and pray. Never leave your service. And one of the main lessons that I learned also from this story, that St. Paul was very strict. And he said after that in the second journey, Barnabas said to St. Paul, "Let's go again to Antioch." He said, "I'm so sorry for that. I can't take Mark with me." And he was very firm. And he was looking to that. "St. Paul, why are you doing that?" He said, "Because this is a lesson that everyone in the service have to learn. Whatever happened, we are serving God. Whatever happened, we are serving our Lord Jesus Christ. So never leave the service again." So that's why this is one of the main things. But there's another one who named Barnabas. He saw his different way. He saw his cousin with different way. But so, first of all, I want to read for you in Philippians 3:13, 14. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. This is what I have to learn, that if I put my eyes and start a service, never go back again and say no. But there is another lesson. I can learn it from Barnabas. Always there is someone who has compassion. Like if someone has a weakness point, I don't want to judge him. Maybe he's very weak now. However, this is the lesson to me, for me, that I never leave the service, and I never leave my church. I never leave everything. Yes, because I started to serve God. I started to serve my Lord. But also, to if I found someone decided to go, I have to be compassionate. Or if I see someone is very weak, I have to be compassionate and love him more. Show him Jesus Christ love. And I don't want to judge him. Maybe he can't do that. Maybe he can't continue. Maybe he has a weakness point. That's why I have to see that by my eyes. Barnabas was this person. Barnabas, he came and he put his hand on the shoulder of someone and said, "Don't worry. I know how you feel." That's why we have to do that with each other. As we said that Jesus Christ, he asked us to love each other. And he said, love your brother, love your neighbor, and love your enemy. And the love here, which is written in Greek language, is agape, with unconditional love. So I don't want to judge anyone. It's not my position. Again, it is not my position to judge, but it's only I have to be compassionate and love the other. So Barnabas, he was very close. He's very close, and he has a point. He saw some mark, a person who has seeds of service, and very good seeds too. So he tried to encourage him, and he told him, "I think, don't worry. Don't be afraid. What happened with St. Paul is happened. Let's go." And he told him like to go again back to Cyprus. And he went to Cyprus and started to serve there. In Philippians he said, "But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel." Here is very important. So Mark started to be a disciple of Barnabas, St. Paul being first, and after that, St. Peter too. He took three disciples, or three apostles too, a disciple and apostles, to be a disciple. Another lesson I have to learn from St. Mark. Whatever happened, I have to find an elder or a father of confession, a spiritual father, someone I have to follow. I have to go back to him to ask him his help. So Mark, he found three of them, Peter, Paul, Barnabas, and he was a disciple of them. That's why we have in our church, if we go and read the Synaxarian, or also read about the monasteries, a monasticism life, there is every, for example, if a small, like a young monk, he go to the monastery, they give him to an elder. Why? It's only to teach him about spirituality. So one of the main things that we have to learn in our church is named the discipleship. Mark, or St. Mark, he taught us how to be a disciple. In the church, try to find your spiritual father and a father of confession to have a guidance in your spiritual life. I'm afraid sometimes that because we are alone, so we haven't any guidance in our spiritual life, so we're lost. We don't know where we are exactly in our relationship between me and between God. Maybe some people said, why I have to ask someone? It's only my relationship between me and between God. No. There should be someone who also looking over me to be sure that I am in the right way. So another lesson, this is from St. Mark, that the discipleship. Also, another lesson I can learn from St. Paul at that moment. After a while, St. Paul, he discovered how St. Mark is very useful. So he sent a message to Timothy, okay, and it's a first epistle of Timothy, and he said to Timothy, when you come back, please bring with you Mark, because he's very useful in the service. St. Paul, you said before that you don't like that St. Mark join you in your second journey. But because St. Paul, he can recognize and he can regret and he can say, oh, I'm sorry. I did a mistake and I know who is St. Mark now. So we have mistakes in our life. It's not big deal that we did a mistake, but we have to say sorry for that. We have to regret about that. We say, and we have to recognize that no one can do any mistake. No, we can do it. Another lesson we can also learn from St. Mark. St. Mark went to Egypt. He was with Barnabas, and he went to the five cities in North Africa. And after that, he went to Rome also too. It's written like that. And he came back again to Alexandria. And when he went to Alexandria, he found Alexandria a big city with like hundreds, maybe thousands of philosophers, Greek people, Romans, pharaohs, many religions, many things. And he was looking for that. Who can preach the name of Christ in this city? In the city of devil. Who can do that? Who can go through that? So he started to pray. And he only prayed. Believe me, my brethren, if we see a lot of disasters or a lot of issues in our life, without prayer, we can't do anything. Believe me, my beloved, if you feel that you are alone, you are wrong. We have a power. We have energy. We have our Father. We have our Lord. But it's only we have to ask Him help. Try to start your day by prayer. You can imagine that God giving me a power. He told me, I will give you power and energy from the beginning of day. Adam says, sorry, I wanted to depend on my power, my energy. Wrong. I have to pray in every time. I have to pray when I feel that I can't do anything and it's really, really hard. So pray and go and pray. St. Mark, he just prayed. And suddenly, he go inside, and he was with his sandal, and his sandal was cut from the middle, and he went to someone to repair it. And we know about the story of Ennianus. All of that, it's only prepared by God. God, who is preparing everything for him. One of the main lesson that I learned from St. Mark, how to pray. And also, after what St. Mark did, and after the Christianity, like as we see now in Egypt and Africa and everywhere over the world, according to St. Mark, can I say only also another point? He never go through depression. If he felt one day that St. Paul, he reject him, or for example, he is not very useful, or he's a failure, or he's a loser, or he's whatever. No, he didn't do that. He prayed a lot, and there is someone like Barnabas, yeah, he tried to help him, and also some Mark also too, he has his desire to serve the God. That's why he decided to go and preach. If you feel that you fail in any time, don't worry. Our life is like waves. Sometimes I'm down. Once I'm down, I have to hold the hand of my Lord and I have to say, God, help me. God will help me and he will give me his hands and he will raise me up. And I will go again up. And if I fail again, I fail. I have again to pray and ask God, please God, help me and hold my hand and he will raise me up. Never ever feel that you are a loser or you are, for example, have a sin. Or no, we are all sinners, but that's why we are coming to the church and we take his body and his blood. We can defeat anything in our life. We can defeat the devil, but by Christ. Never feel that you are very weak. No, we are very strong by Christ. That's why there is a many lessons we can learn from St. Mark. St. Mark instituted the first theological school. And also St. Mark, as you see, he started the Christianity in Egypt. And also there's a big cathedral in Venice on the name of St. Mark too. He did a miracle there. In Venice also do the intercessor, the main intercessor is St. Mark in Italy. And they have the body, the big part of the relics of St. Mark too. So, my brethren, today if we're celebrating St. Mark feast, and also if we are celebrating our founder of Christianity in Egypt, who is St. Mark, we have to know also too that he was close to Jesus at a point, and he was closing also to St. Peter, and he tried to know about Jesus more. If you really wanted to like celebrate the Feast of St. Mark today, so we have to know more about Jesus. We have to know more about Christ, our Lord. We have to know more about our Father. St. Mark, he wrote the first gospel in year 43 after Christ. He is the first one who wrote the gospel. And he wrote this gospel to the Romans. That's why he didn't start his gospel, as we read in the gospel today. He didn't start by the nativity. The Romans people are very strong. The Romans people are very, very, very strong. That's why he started by only the baptism of Christ and about St. John the Baptist. We have to learn how to be strong. We have to learn from St. Mark how to be strong with Christ. If you feel that you are weak and you are not worthy to take the communion, no, I know that, but Christ who gives us the power. Go and choose your father, of spiritual father, spiritual father of confession, and go and repent. And we will come back again with highly power and full power of everything. This is what we learn from St. Mark. St. Mark, who came to Egypt and preached Christ, he preached about Christ. And glory be to God forever. Amen. Christ.
beholder of God, the evangelist, set mark the apostle that he may forgive our sins.
Jephes marot and jephyot nevipshirin embem neuma ezoet yeteyese chike volten oshtemos en diones.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of life, true God of true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the
Son, the Redeemer, now whole formed man, in incorruption, and that which in the world from the enemy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with a heavenly peace by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to all men.
Pray for perfect peace on the way apostolic greeting.
Lord have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Clean us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil entailing death. And make us worthy through our master to greet one another with the holy, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Yes, Lord, who is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order. Stand with trembling. Lord, look towards the east. Let us attend.
Through the intercession of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sin. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit.
The Lord be with you
and with your spirit.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Aksiyun kezike o. O you who are master, Lord God of truth, being before dangers and reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created them and their destiny and all that is therein. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angel, the archangels, the principalities, authorities, the throne, and dominions, and the powers.
And look towards these.
You are here on who stand the cherubim full of eyes, and a seraphim with six wings praising continuously without ceasing, sang.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of all.
قدوس قدوس من حقك يا رب إلهنا الذي قبلنا وخلقنا ووضعنا في فردوس النعيم وعندما خالفنا صية الرغاية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونفينا من فردوس النعيم فلم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء بل تعهدتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس فالظلمة ظلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء القديسة مريم salvation. He granted us the birth through Moroni, through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by Holy Spirit. He loved his own honor in the world and gave himself up for our salvation. Unto this which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross. صعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي يأتي فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد وواحد كنحو عمل